This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries. Get ready for a teaching that feeds your spirit and your mind, where the Word is the anchor in uncertain times, and doctrine doesn't bend to culture. We keep it simple, but dive deep, revealing a truth that strengthens us, a love that emboldens, and a mission that touches the world. Let's join Rick Renner.
Welcome to today's program. I am really, really excited about what I'm going to share with you today because I believe it's going to help you if you don't get mad at me. Now, please remember, I care about you, and what I'm going to be sharing today, I'm sharing because I want you to live with the healing and health that Jesus purchased for you on the cross. He really did. He paid the price for the forgiveness of sin, peace of mind, freedom from guilt and shame, healing and health. But many people don't have healing and health because of self-sabotage. They've done things that are foolish, which has robbed them of what is legally theirs. Spiritually speaking, healing and health, it is in the bank. It is theirs to claim. But because of things they do themselves that are foolish, they've sabotaged themselves, and they don't experience what belongs to them. My friends, I'm teaching a series called Entry Points, How to Stop the Devil from Attacking You with Sickness. And today we're going to talk about a very important entry point the devil uses and what you can do to close that entry point. This comes with a great study guide. And a lot of this material, which I'm teaching, is in my new book called Everything You Need to Know About Healing. I cover everything, including reasons why Christians get sick and they're not healed, what's included in the atonement, various ways to receive the manifestation of healing. It's so good. And a friend of mine wrote a book called There's a Light at the End of Your Tunnel. I thought it was just great to go with this series because it's a personal testimony about how to put healing to work. This is a man that was diagnosed with cancer, and he walked from that diagnosis into his healing. And I know it's going to encourage so many people, maybe you or someone you know. But to know more about these things, just go online or give us a call. We're waiting to hear from you right now, and we want to pray for you. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, I'll hear you, I'll answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things. I believe that verse. We have reams of testimonies from people that have reached out to us for prayer. And by the way, when you call us for prayer, you really get prayed for. I mean, it is ferocious prayer. You'll know you've been prayed for. We're going to call out to God in faith with you. God's going to hear us, and Jesus is going to do exactly what needs to be done. So call the number on the screen. We're waiting for that phone number to ring right now. Or send us an email. When your email shows up, we're going to begin to pray for you. Or when you call for us, we're going to begin to pray for you. And Jesus is going to do what needs to be done. But reach for your Bible today. We're going to see some important things in the Scriptures. And today we're going to see the next reason people get sick. Number one, we've already seen, is the curse. That's the main culprit. Number two, another entry point the devil uses is a lack of knowledge. Then we saw in the previous program, another entry point the devil uses to take people down with sickness is disobedience. When you walk in disobedience, it opens a door for all kinds of bad things to happen to you, including sickness. But when you close the door, you get well. And today we're going to see reason number four. All right, I told you, don't get mad at me. Here it is. Foolish behavior opens a door for sickness. It really, really does. We have to remember that John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The devil's trying to find a way to get in, to take you down. Don't work with him by doing silly stuff. You need to be wise. You need to really think about your actions and your behavior. And by doing what is right, you can keep the doors closed. But when you do something foolish, sometimes it just opens a door for the devil to come raging in. And it's amazing how many times God is blamed as though somehow he allowed something to happen, which really is the result of just foolish behavior. I'll give you an example. Many years ago, in our seminary in Moscow, we had two wonderful sisters which traveled all the way across Russia to be a part of our school. We loved them. We called them the Smiley Girls. They were just so wonderful and served everywhere. We all loved them. And one day after seminary, they were headed home. And when they got to the train station, rather than walk over the bridge and over the tracks, they saw a hole in the fence. And they said, you know what, we're just going to go through that hole in the fence and cross the tracks. It'll be a lot faster. And there was a sign there which literally said, do not walk across the tracks, use the bridge. Well, they ignored the instructions. They crawled through the hole, walked onto the tracks, and bam, they were hit by a train. Both of those sisters were so destroyed, they were obliterated, that when our team went to the train tracks, all they found were pieces of those girls. And then people later said, why did God allow this? God didn't allow that. They broke a rule. They did something that was very foolish. I'll give you another example. Many, many years ago, when my elder son, Paul Renner, got his very first car, it was a little red sports car. So he decided he was going to take his brother and someone else for a spin downtown Moscow. And Paul wanted to show how cool he was with his new car, so he took off speeding through the streets of Moscow, and he lost control. He was speeding, and he was speeding on roads that curved along the Moscow Canal, and suddenly the car began to spin. He hit a barrier which stopped them from going into the canal. The engine of the car came into the front seat. Thankfully, the front seat broke, which moved them backward, or they would have lost their legs. And when they crawled out from that car, they were unscathed miraculously. But people said, I wonder why God allowed that. It didn't have anything to do with God. It had to do with foolishness. Foolishness. And we have to take responsibility and understand that when we do dumb things, it creates adverse situations in our life. And that can include our health. Now, in Hosea 13:9, Israel was teetering on destruction, and it was due to their own hand. They had done some really foolish things, and in the midst of their foolishness, and now they're suffering a bunch of bad results. Hosea 13:9 says, O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. And here we find that even if we're suffering because of something stupid we did by ourselves, God is still our helper. It was the equivalent of God saying to them, and we can still hear God saying to us, despite the fact that some of your troubles are of your own making, you'll find help in me. God is always available to help us if we'll repent and get in line and do what is right. Now, I'm going to use an example of foolishness from my own life. Years ago, I began to gain weight. I gained a lot of weight. In fact, I was 320 pounds. Most people don't realize I was that heavy, but I really was. And you know, when you get bigger and bigger and bigger, you begin to wear dark clothing and layered clothing to try to hide how obese you have become. Well, one Thanksgiving, I sat at the table with my family eating everything I wanted to eat. And when the dinner was finished, my family said they wanted to talk to me. So we went into the TV room, shut the door, and they trapped me, and they said, you are going to lose weight. Well, at that moment, I was regularly falling. My back was hurting. I was struggling physically. My blood pressure was high. I was just not in a good condition. And guess what? It was all self-inflicted. It was because I wouldn't stop eating. I just kept eating and eating and eating. And you know, when you gain weight, your eyes deceive you because your eyes begin to adjust to your size and you kind of become accustomed to how big you're getting and you don't see what other people see. Well, my family saw how big I was and they said, it's time for you to make a change. You're going to start an exercise program. You're going to lose weight. And it really made me furious, but I'm so glad they entrapped me and they helped me. Well, I found myself in front of a doctor who was examining me. And he was writing on his form everything that he had seen about me. And I heard him mutter under his voice, morbidly obese. Morbidly obese. I thought, what did he say? I said, Sir, what did you say? He said, I said, morbidly obese. I said, can you please say that one more time? He looked at me and he said, sir, you are morbidly obese. It was like somebody slapped me right across the face. And the first time that I really gripped how big I had become. And you know, up to that moment, I was having lots of problems. I was falling regularly, wondering why I was falling, because I was too big. I was having real severe back problems, kept asking people to pray for my back. Would you please pray for my back? Would you please pray for my back? And finally, the Lord spoke to me and said, quit asking people to pray for your back. You don't have a back problem. You've got a weight problem. You cannot physically carry this much weight without having a back problem. And the Lord said, if you lose your weight, your back will be fine. But I was self-sabotaging the healing and health that Jesus really purchased for me on the cross. It was self-inflicted. It was self-sabotage. Wow. And I had to make a decision to close the door. To close the door. And before you can close the door, sometimes you got to realize the door is open. You got to be willing to repent and acknowledge the truth. You got to align yourself under God, as we saw yesterday in James 4, 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God, number one. Then you can resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But to close the door, you got to get into alignment under God and recognize you've done something that is wrong or something that is foolish. And I had foolishly gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, I realize that there are some medical issues. Sometimes people get large because they have a thyroid problem or some other problem. But doctors will tell you, medical experts say, that for the most part, excess weight is traced to uneating healthy habits, a lack of physical activity or emotional struggles, among other factors. But now listen to this. I want you to understand the danger of being overweight. The Center for Disease Control says, are you ready for this? As a result of being overweight, people experience high blood pressure or hypertension, high LDL cholesterol, low HDL cholesterol or high levels of triglycerides, type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease, stroke, gallbladder disease, osteoporosis, which is a breakdown of the cartilage and bone within the joints, sleep apnea and breathing problems, some cancers, body pain and difficulty with physical functioning, bone problems, low quality of life, and eventually mortality. All of those are the result of excess weight and obesity. And yet people pray for healing, healing, healing as they keep eating. Foolish behavior has opened the door for the devil to afflict them. It is the devil, but they opened the door. But you can close the door by doing what is right. Now, believe me, I don't want you to turn the TV off, and I don't want you to think I am being judgmental. I am not. Hey, it's me. I'm the one that was 320 pounds. I had to confront this in my own life, and I'm speaking to you with compassion, and I'm trying to bring you teaching that's going to make a difference in your life. You do not have to be sick. You can close the door if you've done something that is foolish. And I'm going to tell you that when I was big, I was embarrassed about my physical size. I wrestled with high blood pressure. I had a reoccurring tendency to fall. I was immobile because I was so large. I was immobile. And by the way, immobility is another act of foolishness. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But Jesus purchased healing and health for you on the cross. But being overweight sabotages what Jesus did for you. But by losing weight, it is likely the blood pressure will normalize. It is likely the pain in your joints will disappear. It is likely the pain in your back will go away. It's likely that many symptoms of diabetes will disappear and you will feel so much better about yourself. So as a friend, I need to ask you, what kinds of food are you putting into your body? Are you eating in a way that brings glory to God? Ay, 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 that's a hard question. Does your weight glorify God? Are you eating out of boredom, or are you actually eating out of need for nutrition? Are the things you're putting into your mouth good for you, and can you eat the portions that you are eating to the glory of God? You need to answer those questions, because it might be your own behavior has opened the door to sickness. Now I'm going to talk to you about immobility. When you're large, you usually also are immobile. When I was 320 pounds, I didn't want to walk. I didn't want to put forth effort. I kept falling. My friends, immobility or motionless living plays a significant role in the rise of weight gain, obesity, immobility, and sickness. And we're living in a day when even thin people are immobile. And the reason they are immobile is because they're tethered to their computer at their desk for hours and hours and hours and hours, and they don't move or they forget to even get up. Now, I'm a writer, and I write for hours and hours and hours and hours, and I am not exaggerating. And I get so involved in what I am writing, even though I've lost 100 pounds, sometimes I get stiff. And I get stiff because I don't move. And I have to literally remind myself, get up and move every 2 hours. Immobility has bad, bad results in your physical body. But by setting a mindful rhythm of movement every couple of hours, we can discover a remarkable improvement in our ability to move with agility. Wow. So get up and move rather than just sit and sit and sit and sit, rather than watch TV hour after hour after hour, which results in stiffness and immobility. Make a decision. I'm going to get up and I'm going to move. If you don't move physically, you will lose your ability to move. Are you listening to me? I'm speaking to you from my heart. If you don't move physically, you will lose the ability to move. Now, our world today is so unaccustomed to walking and moving that there are not even sidewalks in most cities. There's no sidewalks. There's no easy place to walk. And if you go to the mall to find a parking place, you find that people are playing vehicular ballet in the parking lot, driving around and around and around, trying to find that elusive parking place that is closer to the front door so they don't have to walk. My friends, God gave you legs, not just to walk from the house to the garage to the car. God intends for you to use your legs. Mobility is a gift, but you've got to use it. You've got to move it. Another area of foolishness is when you refuse to take a break and to rest. That's another area where I failed for years and years and years. I really believed that I was invincible, and I was doing what was not humanly possible. At one moment, we were living in two cities at one time, pastoring two churches in two cities, flying back and forth. We would wake up in the middle of the night and wouldn't even know where we were. And suddenly, in the midst of this unrealistic schedule, I had a crash. I just crashed. I began to make unwise decisions. Physically, I crashed. In fact, I crashed so bad I had to call for the elders of our ministry to come help me. And they created for me a new rhythm of life that included rest. Now, if you hear my pattern of work, you might not see rest in it. But for me, today I have a pattern of rest. You got to find what is rest for you. But if you eat wrong, if you never move, if you never rest, my friends, it's going to open a door for the devil. And when you're attacked, you might say, the devil's making me sick, the devil's making me sick. But the truth is, you opened the door and said, come on in. Because you were eating wrong, you're putting the wrong foods into your body, you're gaining weight and gaining weight. Now you've got all these medical problems, which you wouldn't have if you weren't overweight or obese. Or you've lost your ability to move, you're immobile, it's because you don't move. You got to move. Or you've had some kind of a crash in your health and your mind and your emotions because you never, ever, ever, ever take a break to rest. My friends, these are foolish things we do, and I have done them all, and it opens a door for the devil. You have to remember that in Galatians 6, verse 7, it says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. The RIV translates it like this. Don't let anyone pull the wool over your eyes. You might scoff at this divine law, but it's absolutely fixed and unchangeable. And the law is that whatever you continuously plant in the garden of your life, regardless of what it is, that is inevitably what you're going to harvest. If you keep doing and keep doing and keep doing and keep doing foolish things that sabotage you, you're going to keep living with bad results in your life. You got to stop planting the wrong seed, and you got to close the door to the devil. Say amen. Well, remember what I said to you at the beginning of today's program. In Hosea 13:9, God said to Israel, who had self-sabotaged, "O Israel, you have destroyed yourself, but in me there's help." And I want to tell you there's help for you, even if you've self-sabotaged, and that's why you're not experiencing healing and health. In the Lord there is help, and the Lord is still crying out, and He is saying, despite the fact that some of your troubles are of your own making, you'll find help in me. And my friends, if you're willing to repent and close the door and begin to do what is right, God will join Himself to you and bring healing and health flooding back into your life. Jesus purchased it for you on the cross, and you should be enjoying it unless you're self-sabotaging. So you got to close the door to foolishness. Hey, I'm out of time, but I'll be back in just a moment, and I'm going to pray for you. Someone has asked, "Brother Rick, what do I do if I'm experiencing financial difficulties?" Well, if I'm ever going through a hard spot financially, the first thing I do is review my giving. Because we're told in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, that if I sow sparingly, I'll reap sparingly. If I sow bountifully, I'll reap bountifully. That is a promise that we can stand on. And if I'm not reaping bountifully, then first I go to see if I'm correct in my sowing. Am I obeying God with my tithe? Am I giving what God asks me to give? But number two, if I find out that my giving is on track and I'm being generous, then I take authority over the enemy, who is a thief. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, and he wants to do his best to stop you from entering into the cycle of blessing that you should be reaping as a result of your giving. So first of all, review your giving to make sure you're on track. And number two, if you're on track but you're still having a struggle, take authority over the devil and tell him to move off of your finances.
The devil is looking for a way to access your life. And if every door is not shut, he will find a way in. In Rick Renner's 10-part series, Entry Points, How to Stop the Devil from Attacking You with Sickness, you'll learn how to walk in your healing, experiencing it, enjoying it, and making sure every door to the devil is closed permanently. Rick will teach you how to guard your life and walk in God's protection, how to identify hidden entry points in your life, how to shut the door of ignorance and claim the health Jesus purchased for you. Available in digital or physical formats, starting at just $20, this series will help you stop the devil in his tracks. In addition to this teaching series, we are offering you Rick's newest book, Everything You Need to Know About Healing, for $37. And There's a Light at the End of Your Tunnel by Mike Clark for $20. These books will be your roadmap to walking in the healing Jesus purchased for you. Order these powerful books today. Don't miss this special offer. The series Entry Points, How to Stop the Devil from Attacking You with Sickness, and the books Everything You Need to Know About Healing and There's a Light at the End of Your Tunnel. Visit Renner.org to order. Call the number on your screen or scan the QR code now. Call or go online now.
Proverbs 10:21 says, "The lips of the righteous feed many," and that verse is mine. I know that God has called me to teach the Word of God to people all over the world. And my friends, there are people crying out for somebody to bring them the trusted teaching of the Bible. And I know that is my God-given assignment. And I'm able to do it because of the anointing and the grace of God, and because of partners who sow their resources into this ministry. They put the fuel in the tank so we can get the trusted teaching of the Bible to people around the planet. And I want to ask you today, if you're not a partner with our ministry yet, would you please pray about becoming a partner? Become a part of our giving team and a part of our family, working with me and my wife and my family and our team as we take the trusted teaching of the Bible to people around the world. We really need you. And the moment you become a partner, we're going to send you my book called Life in the Combat Zone, because this is always a gift we give to those who become a part of our partner family. But I invite you to join us, and I thank you in advance for helping us to take the trusted teaching of the Bible to people around the world. Jesus died on the cross to purchase the forgiveness of sin, peace of mind, freedom from guilt of shame, and healing and health. By His stripes you were healed. You say, well, why am I not healed? Well, we've seen today that one reason Christians don't experience the healing that belongs to them is because of self-sabotage. They do foolish things, which creates a self-inflicted situation in their life. It opens the door for the devil to rush in and afflict them with all kinds of sickness. But by asking God to help us and by repenting and closing the door, hey, most symptoms of sickness will go away and you'll step back into the gift of healing and health that belong to you. Hey, my series, which I'm teaching this week, is called Entry Points, How to Stop the Devil from Attacking You with Sickness. It comes with a wonderful study guide that has everything in the series in the study guide. But most of what I'm teaching is also in my book called Everything You Need to Know About Healing, and I mean everything. I'm covering every aspect, not just what Jesus did and how to use your faith, but practical things you need to do. You need to use every tool in the toolbox to experience the healing and health that Jesus purchased for you. But if you're interested in these resources, please call us or go online right now. We're waiting to hear from you. And when you reach out to us, let us know how to pray for you. Maybe you've listened to me today and you thought, you know, I have self-sabotaged. I wish somebody would pray with me. Call us. We will pray with you right now to close that door to the devil so that you can begin to get well again. That's God's will for your life. And Father, we embrace it in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Well, I can hardly wait to see you in the next episode. But until then, remember, Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you. Renner Ministries is proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ through every available media avenue to the uttermost parts of the earth. Discover the many ways you can help us make a difference in lives around the world with the Word of God. We invite you to partner with us in teaching, strengthening, and rescuing lives for the glory of God. Together, we can make a difference that will last throughout eternity.